Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Friday, and we have an announcement from the Green Bay Packers dropping in our inboxes about an hour or so ago. The Green Bay Packers have announced multi-year extensions for Brian Gutekunst, Matt LaFleur, and Russ Ball. No word on the actual years, but multi-year extensions is the phrase. And clearly this is something that had been expected, has been expected, been sitting here waiting, twiddling our thumbs to hear it. And now it is here for us to pontificate on and for all the positive folks in the world to say, yep, really excited for this group to forge ahead and try and win the title in Titletown. And for all the negative folks to say, well, you know, all these folks are going to be fired in a couple years. I very much do not want to take part in any of that discourse, but I know it's out there. I've watched it already kind of formulating on social media today. I've talked a lot about this already, so I'm not going to belabor the points, but I do understand Ed Policy's thinking here. I did find it somewhat interesting. Some of the phrasing in his statement that he made when, the press release went out regarding the work that they've done over the course of the last couple weeks to make sure that they are all in sync, something that we talked about here yesterday on Packers Daily. But he is counting on continuity, and he does think these three gentlemen work very well together. And it is interesting to see the Packers make this announcement shortly after the news that the Minnesota Vikings have fired their GM, you know, a guy who got a lot wrong, especially when it came to the quarterback position. Brian Gutekunst certainly has his kind of rough moments when it comes to some of the decisions he's made personnel-wise over the course of his years in Green Bay. But at the game's most important position, he's certainly gotten it right with Jordan Love. And he's made a number of other really good decisions to go with. Inevitably, every general manager makes a few calls that go the wrong way, probably are not for the best, and in hindsight are really easy to pick apart. But more often than not, I think Gutekunst has gotten it right. And that is what you want from your general manager. And I think that's what Ed Policy is looking at, especially when it comes to not just the solidifying of the quarterback position, but the coach who has been there to shepherd his continual development. And I think that is something that we're going to see over the course of this next year or two in this window that we've talked about with Micah Parsons and the way his deal sets up. Jordan Love should be entering the prime of his career and like the real kind of start of the height of his powers as a fourth-year starter in this offense, which is the only offense he's ever known in the NFL. I do think, you know, big things are still ahead for Jordan Love, and in large part due to the work that's been done by Matt LaFleur and his staff. And speaking of LaFleur's staff, that was one other bit of news today. Sean Mannion, the quarterback's coach in Green Bay the last two seasons, will be calling plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. That's right. He has flown the coop. He is now going to be the offensive coordinator for the Eagles. So the Packers interviewing new quarterback coaches. I know there's a couple reports out there already about names they're looking at, but nothing official. Nobody's been hired yet, but that is an opening now on LaFleur's staff. So Russ Ball, clearly don't need to say too much because the man's done fantastic work throughout his time in Green Bay when it comes to the salary cap, making sure the Packers can always make whatever moves they need to make. He's certainly been able to craft a bunch of contracts throughout his time that make sure that the Packers are not always, you know, not only cap compliant, but malleable within the cap and under the cap and able to do whatever Brian Gutekunst thinks is best when it comes to forming the team that year. Russ Ball has done an excellent job, clearly. And obviously, Ed Policy appreciates the work he's done as well. So we will see the stretch here the next couple years. Can the Packers get back to the Super Bowl and win it with this trio at the head of the football table? I very much look forward to watching them attempt it. And I very much look forward to chatting with you fine folks each and every day throughout the course of their tenures to see if and when it occurs. Can't wait. Little housekeeping note, just so you guys are aware, I will be in San Francisco starting on Monday. All next week, Packers Daily will be coming to you from the Super Bowl city. I'm very excited to be kind of in San Francisco around the Super Bowl proceedings throughout the week. If you're going to be in the area, just shoot me an email at aaron@cheeseheadtv.com. Thinking about putting together some kind of meetup while I'm out there for the week. I'm there Monday through Friday, so perhaps we could find a night. I'll chill out someplace and talk ball and talk some Packers and try to forget the fact that the Packers should have been playing in this game. But be that as it may, like I said, I'll be in San Francisco all next week for the Super Bowl. Looking very, very forward to chatting ball with all of you from the site of the Super Bowl. What's going on, everybody? Good to see everybody mixing it up in the comments. How you doing? I love this chat. Before we get going, you guys know, I got to give a shout out to our good friends over at ThetaCare. With ThetaCare Orthopedic Care, championship-level care is delivered to every fan and every athlete. Whether you're dealing with a nagging injury or recovering from surgery, the ThetaCare team is ready to help you heal smart and get back in the game. Because in Wisconsin, folks play hard and recover harder. ThetaCare, proud sponsor of Cheesehead TV. All right, folks, how we doing? What's on your mind? AK Bunny, thanks for starting us off. What's going on, man? Hey there, sir. Thank you for everything and for covering the Packers and giving me an escape from all that is going on in my home state in Minnesota. Thank you, Cheesehead TV. Funny thing, though, how about the Vikings? I mean, you're welcome here as a distraction for anybody and everybody. God knows, the Packers, the NFL, it's supposed to be escapist entertainment. And I know we certainly get overboard sometimes with our passion for the Packers and football in general, but the whole reason we're here is so folks like yourself, AK, can find an outlet to get away from the real world for a little while. So you're welcome on that tip of things. As far as, yeah, the Vikings, man, it's tough to stay in that chair after you get the quarterback call so wrong. I mean, I know he hasn't had very good drafts, and I understand that, you know, he's done some decent work when it comes to free agency, and they have certainly been competitive up until this year on his watch. But holy cow, to make that call, to have two quarterbacks go out the door. People forget about the Daniel Jones thing, you know, because he obviously ended up getting hurt and missed the second half of the season. But he had two quarterbacks in his building that he let go and had instant success at their new spots while they turned to his hand-picked draftee and just watched things flame out spectacularly. I mean, they couldn't really have a viable offense with his hand-picked guy at quarterback. So, yeah, it's hard to survive that. So I can't say I'm surprised that he was let go. I am very surprised at the timing of it. The fact that he was literally at the Senior Bowl for the week and then came back and got fired. That's wild to me. And now they have their cap guy. It'd be like Russ Ball handling the draft, free agency and the draft. As much as I praise Russ Ball for the work he does with the contracts, never forget that it was his call. It was at his behest that they let Micah Hyde walk out the door. That's why you don't want cap guys doing scouting stuff, personnel stuff. But I'm fine with the Vikings having that happen. The man, how are you doing? In Gary's exit media interview, he sure sounded like he expects to be back next year. How is his expectation so far off from people who follow the team? Well, I mean, you would expect it, right? I mean, I don't think he's sitting there going, like, there's no way I'm back next year. He probably does expect to be back, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. But certainly, I doubt anything's been – it's not like Brian Gutekunst is coming to the locker room and saying, well, you know, there's a good chance you're not here next year, buddy. Any of those discussions are going to be had well away from the player. Now, that said, could he potentially return? I think if he was amiable to a contract restructure, then, yeah, there's a possibility that that would happen. And perhaps that is something that has been talked about away from prying ears, so to speak. So – I do think there's a chance that they ask him to take a pay cut. Now, will he accept that? TBD. We shall see. Perhaps he is of the mind that, yeah, I'll take a pay cut to stick around. That's a possibility for sure. Evil Badger, how are you, man? Should they drop the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
That's the funny part. It doesn't really matter if they should or they shouldn't. People will watch. Like, for all the complaints about, like, I saw today Flacco's going to be in it and all the stuff about Shedeur Sanders. And I know Packers fans are bemoaning the fact that Keyshawn Nixon's in the Pro Bowl. None of that matters. People watch. People watch that game more than they watch like regular season NBA games. It's wild, man. So when I say game, like the flag football contest that they have, or the, you know, whatever other skills competitions they end up utilizing year in and year out for the Pro Bowl, people watch it. The numbers are crazy. So whether they should or shouldn't get rid of it is immaterial. They're going to keep it because people watch it and it does numbers. NFL is king, man. And that's just part of it. Joe, how are you, sir? I think Jersey Al's comments about Steno and others were spot on. I think he echoed what a lot of Packers fans are feeling. I assume you mean in the weekly column. Yeah, I agree with some of it, not all of it. I'm not going to sit here and pick it apart line by line. I'm always of the same mind that it's really difficult for me to sit here on the outside looking in and say, this guy and this assistant and this position coach need to go, right? Or they've been poor. I don't know what they're saying in the classroom or what they're emphasizing on the practice field, and then what isn't being translated to on game days. You know, everyone can sit there and look at, you know, a guy miss a block or a miss stunt or what have you. And I don't know how do we know that Butkus or Steno wasn't sitting there all week going, this is their favorite stunt. We've got to be able to pick it up. And the guys just don't execute. I don't know that. That's me. That, like, it's just really hard for me to sit here and have any kind of strident thoughts about who should stay or go on a coaching staff when I, you know, have very little context or information about what they do on a daily basis. That's just me. I know everybody on the internet right now has very strident thoughts about who should stay and who should go, but I am not one of them. E4, what's up? Band's back together, so three in a row is how we're going to roll. No doubt about it. I like your positive attitude there, E4. Good stuff. Simatovich, how are you, sir? Prayers up for Lou Holtz, true legend. Go Pack, go. Lou Holtz, I haven't seen that news, but if that is true, that's, you know, very, very sad. He is a true legend. No question about it. I'm just trying to see here on my Twitter machine. I don't see anything, but that doesn't mean anything because the Twitter algorithm is so horrible these days. Chet, Raji as QB coach. Raji as anything, man. Can we bring Raji back to do anything with the team? I'm all in on that. Let's get that. Let's get that cooking, right? J.I. Beckles Gum Shop, 6892. What? You guys in these handles, man. Do you think that Green Bay will change at least a little of organizational philosophy, like caring about special teams, player size, etc.? The Packers don't care about player size? What? Man, y'all need to get off the internet. Organizational philosophy. I do think there have undoubtedly been some discussions about how they go about approaching special teams during this kind of two-week period here that we've been sitting and waiting to hear this announcement. I don't think it's going to be anything too dramatic. I do suspect that, you know, there will be under a insane microscope this offseason, and every move or non-move that they make is going to be criticized or, you know, put a fine-tooth comb over. But I don't, like I said, I don't see dramatic change in that regard. Maybe there'll be a tweak here or there. Maybe there'll be an actual idea of bringing in a dedicated return man, which would greatly affect the fortunes of the special teams units in one fell swoop. You know, I don't think they need drastic changes, but they need to address things like having a dedicated returner. That's pretty paramount. What else we got? Zapdog. Steno turned Diamond into a starting left tackle. Butkus turned him back into an undrafted free agent. Like, I know that was fun to type, but you realize that's nonsense, right? I know you do. Like, at least I should hope. I should hope so. Marshall Duke, what's going on, man? So are the Packers banking on McManus bouncing back from a down year a la 2012 Mason Crosby? Possibly. I mean, they still could potentially decide to move on. His bonus is due, I think, the fifth day of the new league year, which would be in mid-March. So they have some time to make that decision. Just because he's still on the roster doesn't mean that he's automatically coming back. I think there's a good chance he is, but they have some time before they need to make that decision, because I think it's $1 million bonus, something like that. That is due like early in the new league year. So just because you haven't seen a movement there doesn't mean that that decision has been made yet. And that would be my counsel on McManus. Now, could they be, you know, banking on him having a good year? I mean, look, to be fair, he did have a pretty decent year when he wasn't struggling with his injury, you know, and the on again, off again nonsense that we saw throughout the middle of the season does put a little context around it, right? I mean, he was outstanding all summer, you know, and then he missed one at week one game, no doubt. But, you know, for the majority of the time at the start of the season, he was pretty good. Now, obviously, he had a couple blocked, but I don't put one of those on him. The first one probably a little low, but I got to think, you know, they're going to look at the context of the injury and how he kicked coming off of that and how much that was affecting him, etc. I mean, there's some stuff there to talk about, right? But would I be surprised if they moved on? No, I wouldn't. But then you're back to, you got to find a kicker. And that's been a little easier said than done since, you know, they moved on from Mason. Don Vito, how are you, sir? I love we're not getting contract details for Matt LaFleur and Goot. It's not trolling, but it feels like it, and I love it. I mean, you're lucky you got an announcement. That's the first time they've ever done that. Usually they just sign the extensions, and that's it. You know, we find out later from reporting. So, yeah, no, it's not trolling. It's never, they would never, ever give you the years and the money or anything like that. And I'm not pointing this at you, Don Vito. I'm just saying, like, I see people instantly asking how many years, how much money, etc. Maybe we'll get that through reporting eventually. I would suspect Domofsky's probably going to be on that, but yeah, the Packers would never, ever announce it. Like, that would never happen. Guitar Ted, yes. I like where you're at. So we've paid our dues to the injury gods, right? 2026 season will be marked by much better injury luck, right? That's the hope, right? But it's never 100% sure. It's never 100% like going to happen. You might be right back here middle of the season next year. That's why you got to take advantage of the opportunities when they present themselves. The NFL is not for long, man. Although it was fascinating to see, I can't remember which group put it together, so I apologize, but somebody did that study that I believe they kind of produce every year of payroll spent on reserve lists, like injured reserve or something like that. And so I think the Packers were in the top three as far as the most salary on injured reserve or on reserve lists in general. And of course, all four teams in the championship games were had the least amount of money on reserve lists. You know, it's survival as much as anything else. Injury luck is a very, very, very real component of winning a championship. No question about it. Mike Witt, what's going on, man? Howdy, Nags. I will always be a ride or die cheesehead for life. Just really hard to be all excited about how that last month went. Have a great time in Cali. I got Seahawks winning. Yeah, man. No one's asking you to be excited about the last month of that season. God knows it was hard to watch. Absolutely. Yeah, I want the Seahawks to win this game. I very much do. My consolation if the Patriots win is that I have friends on the Patriots staff who I'll very much be happy for. But yeah, man, I definitely pulling for the Seahawks. I do think they're the better team, and I do think they should win. But I also think Mike Vrabel is a fucking outstanding coach, and he will have that Patriots team ready to go. No doubt about it. Marshall Duke, how are you, sir? I've noticed a near Eddie Lacy-esque weight gain in Rashawn the past two seasons. Do you think it has anything to do with dip in production effort? I don't know, man. Now, you know, some of that might be due to the fact that they switched to the 4-3 and they wanted him to play end and he's not standing up anymore and they wanted to put on weight. You know, it's hard to say the effort thing. Only the guy inside the helmet really knows. It has always been striking to me just because Rashawn has always been an effort guy. And the only time I've ever really seen him kind of start to jog in the middle of a play, all that stuff that we all saw on film this season, is this season. I don't remember seeing much of that last year. I certainly don't remember seeing any of it throughout the majority of his career. He's always been a guy who goes 100 miles an hour until the whistle. But this year, it's hard not to notice it, man. Is it because of the extra weight? I don't know. Only Rashawn can answer that, but it's hard to watch at times. No question. Beers and Ball, what's up, man? Have you started Red Dead 2 playthrough again yet, Nags? No, I have not. I downloaded it literally last night onto my PlayStation, but I have not. Probably going to wait until Super Bowl is done and dusted and I go on vacation with the girls and then I have the combine. But at post-combine, I'm going to be over there on my sofa rotting away doing a playthrough. Hell yeah. Kyle, it's a good question. Do you see Tucker and Devontae to be healthy before the season starts, or do they start on the PUP? I mean, we're a real long way away from even being able to guess at this stuff, right? Although, I mean, the way Tucker Kraft was talking in locker cleanout day, sure sounds like he expects to be ready to go. Now, who knows throughout the rehab process what might pop up if he jokingly said, you know, I'm ahead of schedule, but that can change. Now, who knows? But the feel around it is that, yeah, he should be ready to go by week one. With Devontae Wyatt, I would suspect, just because it happened pretty late in the year, that's probably one where he'll be on PUP to start the season. Now, again, we're just total guesswork here on, what is it, January 29th, 30th, whatever it is. So, yeah, those would be my guesses on both of those. Eddie Lacy for new strength and conditioning coach. All right, now it's time to go. All right, really appreciate it, everybody. Like I said, going to be back here Monday for Packers Daily from San Francisco for the Super Bowl. Very excited. If you are going to be in town, let me know. See if we can have put together some kind of Packers meetup if enough people are going to be around. In the meantime, please hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.